The Greater Springfield YMCA is eyeing the location of a blighted, long-abandoned car dealership building for a new headquarters in a campus setting that would include an outdoor athletic field along with a family center to serve a nearby public housing project. Kirk Smith, CEO of the Springfield YMCA, said due diligence is taking place on the former Mutual Ford property at Bay Street and Berkshire Avenue.
So that's what we're hoping to engage in. We're currently have an MOU with the city, with the Housing Authority, and also the Regional Employment Board to really work on that project and really figure out, you know, what's the course of action moving forward.
The possible location for the new YMCA is just a block from the Springfield Housing Authority's Robinson Gardens apartments in the city's Pine Point neighborhood. Smith said he expects a fundraising campaign will start next year to raise money to build a new YMCA.
We're looking at probably an 18-month proposition, so I would say sometime in, you know, late 2017, we would have something.
The Springfield YMCA has been headquartered in a multi-story building on Chestnut Street in downtown Springfield since 1968. Smith said early childhood and after-school education programs would remain there.
We'll keep a presence there. And we may keep, you know, a wellness center, maybe a smaller version, because we have a number of professionals, business professionals that work downtown to use that facility. So we're mindful of that as well.
Smith said the YMCA is still striving to prevent foreclosure on the Dunbar Community Center, a century-old haven for youth in Springfield's inner-city Mason Square neighborhood. The YMCA took over operations at the Dunbar Center in 2011, but does not own the building.
Good news is we continue to serve over 3,500 people, 50-plus programs. So it's robust in terms of services and programs. They're open better than 75 hours per week. So that continues to happen. The challenge is that we're still in negotiations with the mortgage holder out of Colorado, as we all know. And it's been a bit difficult. You know, it's been arduous to figure something out. We're trying to get down to a discounted payoff to stave off a foreclosure. If that were to happen, then we would probably at the very least, you know, maybe end up purchasing that auction. You know, who knows? But our commitment remains to secure, to stabilize that property.
Last month, the Springfield YMCA reached a milestone in its 163-year history when Springfield attorney Jeffrey Poindexter was named chairperson of the organization's corporate board. He's the first person of color to hold the position.
Which is both, I think, exciting, but also to some extent disappointing, given where we are nationally with race. Having a black president, it's a little surprising that that this is something that's coming in 2015.
Poindexter said he wants the YMCA to focus on programs for youth, but also to serve the baby boomers as they grow older. The Greater Springfield YMCA has 115,000 members and program participants from 14 cities and towns. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.